Good morning. Welcome to the fourth Lenten service. Today's speaker is Scotty Soland. Scotty was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska. He has four siblings. They all attended St. Teresa's and Pius VI High School. He went on to study at the University of Lincoln, Nebraska, and after 2 years there, he discerned the priesthood for 2 years at St. Gregory the Great Seminary. In 2022, he graduated from UNL with a degree in elementary education. Through these years, he fostered a love for the Lord and for his Catholic faith. He now works here at Pius as one of the campus ministers where he gets to help kids follow Jesus and make being Catholic fun and cool. Please help me welcome Scotty.
All right, let's begin in prayer. And I actually want you guys to look at one of the screens and follow along in prayer with me. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Jesus, help me to spread your fragrance everywhere I go. Flood my soul with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess my whole being so utterly that my life may only be a radiance of yours. Shine through me and be so in me that every soul I come in contact with may feel your presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. Stay with me, and then I shall begin to shine as you shine, so as to shine as to be a light to others. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's a great, great honor to be here. Obviously, I work here, so I'm speaking. But I just want to start off with, yes, I love being able to be here at this school and to be with you guys and to be able to show you just the love of Christ and what I've experienced. And I know it can be difficult as high schoolers to believe that, to know that, and then to live that out because we're filled with so much, so many lies, so many things we believe about ourselves, whether it's stuff we've been told by parents, siblings, or whether it's something that Satan has told you and you believe it in the depths of your heart. And so really, truly, I love coming to work every day because of you guys. Because of these students, because of you guys, the people. That's why I hate snow days. I hate snow days so much because I love being able to see you guys. So it is my job to show you who Christ is and the love that Christ has for you guys. And my hope is that you can see that, whether it's in me, my team, or a teacher here, somebody here, that you can see Jesus in one of us. So this prayer, as Gus mentioned, I was at UNL for 2 years and then discerned seminary and then came back to UNL, which was a super weird time for me. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Here I am, don't really have a plan, I think I want to teach, whatever. And I remember one day, very distinctly, being in this Newman Center, where I spent a lot of time. It was my first year back from seminary. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't do a good job of going before Jesus and just having a heartfelt prayer. It can feel like, nope, I need to read this passage, I need to pray this rosary, whatever. And for the first time, I felt like, as a 22-year-old man, I sat there and I just said, Jesus, what do you actually desire from me? What do you want from me? And for literally probably the first time, so post-seminary, and for the first time, I feel like I heard the voice of Christ say, I just want you to be Jesus for other people. I just want you to be Jesus for other people. And what did that look like at the time? No clue. I was just going to class at UNL, trying my best. And later that day, this prayer that I started with, I found in one of the daily readings for that day. Jesus, just help me to shine so that when people look at me, they see you. And I want that for all of you guys, is that when people come in contact with you, they don't see you, they see Jesus. They see something different about you. And I want you to actually live that, not just say, yeah, I'm Catholic and I'm going to do these things. No, it's different. And I know it's difficult. I know that being Catholic is difficult. I know that being a faithful disciple of Jesus is difficult. But so is following the world. It's exhausting. It's never going to lead you anywhere. So why not invest our time in being Jesus to other people? That when they see me, it's not, oh, wow, look what he can do. It's, what can Jesus do in my life? That's what Jesus can do for me. And I want you to believe that. So this is my family. I think my sister shared this picture last year, which is kind of funny. But This is where it really began for me. These people, I saw Jesus in my siblings. I see Jesus in my parents over here. Shout out to my parents over here. For me, I was able to grow up and actually see Jesus in other people. And I know for a lot of you, maybe you don't have that opportunity. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you don't have that. But that doesn't mean that you can't be Jesus for somebody. That doesn't mean that you're off the hook and that you can just live your life because you were never shown Jesus. No, it actually means you have to step up. This is me freshman year, okay? You can all laugh. I don't care. I was 4'11" on the basketball team, and that's my first day of school with my sack lunch, my ID. I'm in uniform. I'm ready to go. Yep. There's hope for all of you, I promise. I grew one whole foot in high school. But when I think back to high school, I think, gosh, I loved high school. And I've kind of already mentioned it. I love just being around people and talking to people, right? That's why I loved it. But I also remember I was never standout in terms of sports, as you can see. I was never standout in the classroom. Never had a 4.0 in my life. Past eighth grade, never had a 4.0 in my life. But what I do remember is never feeling like I had to conform to anybody. Never feeling like I had to follow my classmates because it wasn't cool to be Catholic. Never feeling like I couldn't be myself. And frankly, maybe because I was short and didn't have, you know, all the success that other people had. So I just said, I don't care. I'm going to be who I am, and I'm not going to conform. I'm not going to be a chameleon that shows up and says, well, depending on who's there, depending on what event I'm at, I'm going to be different. I'm going to act different because these people are here. I'm going to act more holy because now I'm at Restore. I'm going to act like I'm actually really cool because now I'm at this party with these cool people, and I want them to know me. That was one thing I knew in high school that I did well. Was this is who I was, and I was okay with that. This is who I was. And I want you guys just to think right now. This is you. Obviously, maybe not that short, scrawny, but this is exactly where you guys are at. You guys are all going through things. I know it. Even if you have a perfect home life or what you think is perfect, you're all going through things, right? We're all going through things. And these one-on-ones that we're having, some of you have had them with us, one of our campus ministry team members. And it breaks my heart. I appreciate the honesty, but it breaks my heart to hear how many people are struggling. How many students here are struggling to love themselves? And if you can't love yourself, how are you supposed to love Jesus? And if you can't love yourself, how are you supposed to love the people around you? And I just want you to think what you are going through right now and think about all the people in this gym and how they're going through things and how that needs to change your outlook on people. That has to change your outlook on your students, your peers, your classmates, the people you don't talk to, the people you're not friends with because you wrote them off a long time ago. You have to be the face of Christ to these people. I don't care what they've done to you. I don't care how they treat you. I don't care if they're not cool or if they're too cool for you. I need everybody in this room to be the face of Christ to everybody they encounter. Well, it's too hard. Well, it's too difficult. That's exhausting because I'm going to get hurt in the end. Is that not what Jesus did for us? Is that not what Jesus did? He showed up, lived his life, was crucified. People hated him. People spit on him. People threw rocks at him. Guys, the path to the cross is going to be difficult. The path to being a faithful disciple is always going to be difficult. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But just imagine that path to the cross. Like, I actually want you to think of some dirt road or something where you're walking by yourself. You know your destination, and there's people that you're passing by. There's people you're having conversations with. And you're like, that's my destination right there is the cross. And as I go, I'm encountering these people, and I'm telling them about Jesus. And if I don't speak it, I show it. If I don't speak Jesus, then I can show it. Because people are hurting. You're hurting. The people around you are hurting. Our teachers are hurting. I'm hurt. We're all hurting. And wouldn't it be amazing if this school became a place where we looked at each other with respect? We looked at each other with the eyes of Christ. We felt Jesus. When we ask you, have you ever encountered Jesus? You can say yes. At my school, there was something different in the hallways. There was something different with my teachers. And I have a story. So I'm really sunburnt here too. I don't care. I'm embarrassing myself. So 2 summers ago, maybe 3 summers ago, I did this program called Focus Summer Projects. For the whole summer, you get sent to a big like corporation, or for me, I was at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, which is a very, very fancy hotel. And the whole goal of the summer is you're living with Catholic students, you're growing with them, you're in Bible studies, you're going to adoration and mass together every day, but then you're going out to work and you're working 8 hours at this place where people are either far from Jesus, fallen away Catholic, everybody, right? I was like, oh, I got to go to the Broadmoor. This is super great. And they told me I was going to maybe like work with people and be able to talk to people. I got put in housekeeping, cleaning bathrooms, which was very humbling, very, very humbling, exactly what I needed. And this lady in the middle, her name is Liliana, her and I worked probably every shift together. She spoke little to no English, and I speak little to no Spanish. But there was a relationship there that formed that was incredible. Within the second day, she had already told me she's a fallen away Catholic. She's kind of given up on everything. Anytime somebody came and asked her a question, she'd yell my name across the lobby and I'd have to come answer the question. I just loved being with her. We were completely different, from completely different places, different ages, different genders, different beliefs, different experiences. But there was something real that was happening. And on one of my last days of the summer, she looked at me in her very, very broken English and said, all the help that you've done for me has reminded me of Simon helping Jesus carry the cross. All the help that you've done for me has reminded me of Simon helping Jesus carry the cross. For somebody who's far away from God, for me, who's just there having a good time, helping her because that's what we do, and that's what she's walking away with. She's walking away with the simple image of this person helped me to carry my cross. This person not only helped me carry my cross, but this person led me closer to the cross. This person helped me to encounter Jesus in such a real way. And guys, this is so badly what I want for all of you. Is that sometimes we think we're just walking through these halls and nobody's going to remember anything. No one's going to see anything different because we're all at a Catholic school. We're all doing the same thing. But the world that we live in needs you guys to step up. The world that we live in needs you guys to be these disciples. And I want you to believe it. And I want you to begin living it. And it's going to look different for all of us, right? We all have different paths. We all have different journeys. Some of us have experienced a lot. Some of us have not experienced a lot. But you deserve it. And I want you to believe it about yourself. And what I always tell my students that I talk to, so some of you have probably heard this, if Jesus were just to walk in this gym right now, if he were to walk right in this gym, comes right over to you, looks you in the eyes, and says, it's time. It's time. You don't have time to go to confession. You don't have time to go forgive somebody or ask for forgiveness. You don't have time to have that difficult conversation with somebody. He says, it's time right now. In the depth of your heart, do you believe that you would go to heaven with him? Do you believe that today you are hopefully seeing Jesus? And I'm not shaming you if the answer is no. But if that answer is no, what can you do to get back on this journey? What can you do to change your life to follow Jesus? And if the answer is yes for you, for those who answered yes, I think I'm going to go to heaven. I think I'm doing a pretty good job right now. How can you be Simon for somebody right next to you? somebody across the gym from you. Staff, how can we be Simons to our students? All of these one-on-ones, we've done the whole junior class. And if we could write out everything that these students have said, the common theme is they are hurting and they need people to show them Jesus. And so I want you guys just to think about that. Am I on the path to Christ? If not, what can I do? And if so, how can I be Simon? You don't have to be smart enough. You don't have to be good enough. You don't have to be holy enough. It starts today. Your conversion starts now. And I think some of you have seen this on Facebook. Well, maybe, sorry, maybe not. The staff might have seen this on Facebook. But this image, this is Chicago Cubs, and it's been circulating around Facebook because it has the caption of, wouldn't this be cool if someday when you get to heaven, this is you coming around third base, all the people at home are the people in heaven waiting for you. Whether it be saints, whether it be your fellow classmates, whether it be family members, how cool would that be? That's you and those are all the people that love you so much. Or on the flip side, you're able to be there welcoming your friend in, a classmate, a family member, someone you never really knew, but they saw something different in you and they were inspired. I want you guys to remember this. This is our goal. Nothing else matters. If we're not living for this, if we're not living for heaven, if we're not cheering each other on this journey, we have to change something. Because if I were to come up to you one by one and ask you, what do you really want? I know you would say this. I know everybody would say this, but sometimes we don't want to admit it. We don't want to admit it because it's not cool. It means I have to be vulnerable. It means I have to let go of this facade, this mask. But your desire is to be known and loved by Jesus, and I hope and I pray that you can love the people around you just like Jesus has loved us. That one day when we're all in heaven, one of you guys will be coming in around third base and we'll all be there cheering you on.